This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade, and we're backstage. Looks like Mother and Son Day today on Starcade. Our players right now are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you all ready? Ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, we have a nice audience here today. Nice to see you there at home, and we have our contestants, mothers and sons, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
What is your name, please?
Michael Bales.
Michael, nice to know you, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm going into the sixth grade, and I like sports. I play soccer.
Good. Well, we don't want to list all the sports, Michael. That's just fine. And you are?
Chris Bales.
Chris, what do you do?
I work for a major oil company, and I take gasoline and diesel orders from all over the United States.
Oh, terrific. Well, nice to have you both here. Good luck to both of you. And over to my left, I have...
David Andrews.
David, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like BMX racing and video games.
All right, David. We'll see how well you do today. And your mom's name is?
Jean.
Jean, nice to have you here on the show. What about you?
I'm a housewife presently. My husband's in the Air Force. We've been in 17 and a half years.
Wow, just a couple more years, you'd be able to retire, huh?
Yay.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're looking forward to that. All right, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their activity in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Tron. Yay! All right, team, shake hands. Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. And while they get over there and get ready to play Starcade, Kevin, tell us about the five games they'll be playing today.
Jeff, on today's show, if the gorilla doesn't get you, the bees and the grapes sure will. Game number one today, Graplop, a game of plucking grapes. And it's Cubert, a peculiar happy hopping creature. Congo Bongo, where Hunter is pinned against a great gorilla. Then Time Pilot, a flight through time. And Galaga, of bees and zaps in deep space. Jeff?
Ah, good. There's a couple of my favorites up there. Those are today's five games. Now, all of you had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, as you know, one of them is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, you win a valuable prize automatically. And Kevin will tell our home audience now what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Time Pilot.
Okay, now they know. And what we're going to do now is ask you a question. Okay, first one to buzz in gets to answer the question, answer correctly, and you'll pick the first game we're going to play. All set? Who composed the music for the game Gyrus? A, Bach, or B? Yes,
Bach.
Bale. Bach, yes, that's right. Good for you. And that means, Mike, you get the chance to pick the first game. Which one do you want to play?
Galaga.
Galaga. Galaga the game is, and let's find out how do we play Galaga.
It's a spacey battle with the Galaga fleet, masters of the universe. And do you stand a chance against their band of bees and bats out to cut your space journey short? Fire on these out-of-this-world insects for points while avoiding Galaga's tractor beam that pulls you in and forces you to call up more ships. Free the captured ship for double the firepower against this formidable foe. Be cunning and clever, and you can be victorious against Galaga.
All right, Chris and Mike, who's going to play Galaga?
He is.
Mike's going to play Galaga. Okay, I'm going to give you just a little bit of advice, and Andrews, you might want to listen to this too. As crazy as it sounds, when you only have 50 seconds to play this game, if you let your fighter get captured by Galaga and then free him, you're going to get double firepower. And I don't know whether you want to do that or not, but you what?
I do.
You do? Oh, well, I wish you good luck. I hope you do it. Okay, then, Chris, you can come over here and root him on. You'll have 50 seconds. Mike, get ready, get set, play. You're going to get me into the screen, are you? 15 seconds. Stage two. You may have time for some more points. Let's see. Nice going. Way to play, Michael. Good for you. You and Chris go on back now. And let's bring down Gene and David. Okay, Gene and David, if you turn around, please. Who's going to play this game?
I am.
David. David's going to play the game. You heard the advice I gave to Mike?
Yes, I did.
All right, he didn't let his fighter get captured. Maybe that'll happen to you. If it does and you free him up, you get double the firepower. Ready to go? Here we go. You have 50 seconds. You want to come right back here, Gene, please? Root him on. Ready? Get set. Play. And here we go. Seconds. All right, good move. All right, playing really well. 20 seconds. 10 seconds. $8,030. Way to go, David. Nice play. Boy, he looks like he really knows how to play the game. All right, we'll be back in a few moments to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Tron. Enter a world of dazzling energy and light. Enter a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes. The world of Tron, furnished by Midway Manufacturing. And now back to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kev. One of these teams is going to get a shot at Tron. Well, let's see after Gallagher where we stand. Bales, you have a score of 6,470. Andrews, you have 8,030. All right, Andrews are in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name the game board. What is this hanging here?
Medal.
It's a medal. Is this a good luck medal?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, so far it's not working, but of course it may at any moment.
It was in a pocket.
It was in there. Okay, here we go. Here's the question, hands on buzzers. In Mousetrap, the player is a mouse collecting pieces of cheese while being pursued by A, monkeys, B, cats. Bales.
Cats.
Cats is right, yes.
All right.
All right, that means you get to choose the game again. We have four of them left up there. One of them, of course, a mystery game. What are you going to choose there, Mike?
Q-Bert.
Q-Bert. Q-Bert is the game we're about to play. We'll ask our Q-Ball to tell us about Q-Bert.
That's Mr. Q-Ball to you, Jeff. It's Q-Bert, a nosy fellow that hops around changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All the green objects are safe to hit and add points, but be careful. Q-Bert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Q-Bert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
Okay, Kevin. Now, Mike, you chose Q-Bert for your mom to play. Why?
Because she's pretty good at it.
Oh, good. Well, then you know that you can lure Coily to his death over the side, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And anything green you can jump on, it won't hurt you. Everything else, you better watch out for.
Okay.
All right, yeah, 50 seconds. We wish you good luck. Get ready, get set, play. Seconds. Try to stay on the playing field. Safe there. 25 seconds. Look out. Oh, no.
That's it.
The game is it's over. That's too bad, Chris. All right. Anyway, you got a pretty good score, so you head on back. And now let's see what happens when the Andrews come down. Now, Gene, you're gonna play this one, and because David played the last one, how are you at Q-Bert?
Okay.
I love your confidence. Okay. Let's see what happens. You have 50 seconds, just like she did. If you're ready to go, ready, get set, play. Boom. I know you don't want to jump on that. That's it. Free ride. 30 seconds. All right, we got the snake. You did it very smooth. 20 seconds. All right, looks like you have another shot out of here. 10 seconds to go. You can get some more points. $1,200. All right, let's head on back. We're going to add all the scores up. Come on back, Gene and David. We'll add all the scores up. We'll find out who's going to play the name of the game board. Both teams had a shot at Gallagher and Q-Bert. Now, one team here is going to play for a very special prize. So we total up the scores from both games, and we'll see who gets to play the name of the game board. Bales, you have a total of 7,145. Andrews, you have 9,230. Come on down. Right down here, Gene and David. Time to play the name of the game board. All right, if you turn around and face the cameras, please. That's right, because I don't want you to look at the board till it's time. Behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a really nice prize. Which one of you is going to start?
She is.
You have not.
She is.
Okay. She is. All right, Gene. Gene will start. Turn around, please. Upper left-hand corner. Is that Burger Chef or Burger Time?
Burger Time.
Burger Time, right you are. David, your turn. Is that Swimmer or River Run?
River Run.
No, sorry, it's Swimmer. Third one, is that Super Pac-Man or Pac-Man Plus?
Super Pac-Man.
Yes, you're right. And the last one, is that Stargate or Defender?
Stargate.
Stargate is right. You got 3 out of 4. And we give a prize for 3 out of 4. Kevin?
It's Mr. Disc, a compact personal portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries. Mr. Disc.
All right, Andrews, you've done very well so far. You're still in the lead, but we have one more round to play. We'll play that round in just a moment in Starcade and find out who's going to get a shot at taking Tron home with them.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade hotline. This is a brainstorming session, and from it will come a new idea for a video game. Atari typically holds these sessions in a resort setting, where those involved can work without all the disturbances and restraints of an office. No idea is too crazy or weird at this point of game development, and as a result, about 100 different themes may be discussed. It's not what you'd call a restrained atmosphere, but from sessions like these have come games like Millipede, Kangaroo, and Food Fight. Things get serious when these ideas go back to the office, because out of 100, maybe one may actually become a video game. And there's a good reason for picking the best of hundreds. It costs about $1 million to develop and make a new video arcade game. Well, it's time to go back to more games on Starcade. Here's our host, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you. If no idea is too weird, they should come up with a Kevin game. All right, back in Starcade we are. Andrew's in the lead. Bales, you're trailing. I know what the problem is. Your lucky metal, it's upside down. There we are. Now it's going to be all right. Okay. This is round two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play. This time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores. Top score on all games. You get a chance to win Tron. Okay? Ready? Here's your last question. Hands on buzzers. In Munchmobile, what color does the hand flash when it makes the wrong turn? A, red. B, white. Bales.
Red.
Red is right. Okay. Now, Michael, you've chosen the game each time up there, and each time you've been kind of beat, so be very careful. And, of course, the mystery game is still sitting there. So is it going to be Time Pilot, Congo Bongo, or Griplop?
Time Pilot.
Time Pilot. That's the mystery game. Well, see, I told you if I turn that medal over, see what happened? You win a prize automatically, and Kevin will tell us what it is.
It's Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sisey's.
All right, very good. But Time Pilot is the game, and so we'll ask the man who's been known to pilot all the time how to play the game.
Excuse me, Jeff, I think you left your pilot light on. If you've ever dreamed of a journey through time, get ready because you're about to become the Time Pilot, racing your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines from the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future. Rescue the parachuting pilots for extra points as you race through time. 100 years will pass before the eyes of the Time Pilot.
All right, Time Pilot it is. Chris and Michael, you'll have 40 seconds for Time Pilot. Who's going to play it?
I am.
You're going to play it. Okay, Michael. About the only thing I tell you is you got to get some points here. You need them badly, so go after the parachuters.
I will.
And don't get hit. All right, here we go. Chris, get ready to cheer him on. You'll have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Mike and Chris go back. Down come the Andrews, David, and Gene. Well, they did pretty well. Now, who is going to play this for the Andrews?
David is.
Why did I figure out that you were going to do that, David?
I don't know. I guess
the kids never let their parents play the last game. All right, David, Time Pilot, you know the game. Get the parachutes for more points, and 40 seconds is what you have. Ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Ready, get set, play. And we're off. Scores now and look at the grand totals. And the grand total for the Bales, it turns out to be 16,645. For the Andrews, it is 17,030. Close, 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 but the Andrews are the winners. And I want to say goodbye to the Bales for now. Nice going, Mike. Nice going, Chris. Throw this out. And but we want to thank you very much for coming here at Starcade. You did win yourself a nice prize. Hope you had a good time.
Sure did, yes. Thank you.
All right, and David and Gene, you are our big winners. And for being today's big winners, we have a special gift for you. Kevin?
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor. For education, home finance, and entertainment, you're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
And, of course, waiting in the wings is Tron, and you may take that home with you, depending how well you do right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And 3 brand new games for the Commodore 64 by Tronix. Juice, Suicide Strike, and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, David and Gene, now's a big challenge. This is a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. One is Griplop, the other one is Congo Bongo. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Griplop, you'd have to score at least 2,369 points. And if you pick Congo Bongo, you'd have to score at least 1,780 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. Now, you decided, David, right? And you picked Congo Bongo? Congo Bongo it is, then. That means if you score 1,780 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win Tron. So while Kevin tells us about Congo Bongo, we'll get ready to go play.
I say, old chap, welcome to the Congo, where you are in hot pursuit of Bongo the gorilla, climbing up the steep cliffs, jumping across waterfalls, avoiding the treacherous coconuts, and on the upper cliffs, jumping up and down to keep the monkeys off your back before they gang up on you and throw you over. Once you reach the top, you can move on to Snake Lake, Rhino Ridge, and Lazy Lagoon. Congo Bongo, it's a bloody good adventure, mate.
Yes, it is. You need to score 1,780 points in 30 seconds. David, I presume you're playing it.
Yes,
I didn't think you'd let Gene play this one. All right, David, the only thing I can tell you is stay on the left going up the cliff, and you'll stay out of the way of the coconuts.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. We all want you to get Tron. Turn around and get ready. You have 30 seconds to score 1,780 points. Get ready, get set, play. Look out. Going out. Can he make the jump? Yes, he did. Good. Good. I think you're going to do it. Nine. No. Yeah, all right. 4,010. You did it. Congratulations. Way to go, David. You got the Tron. You can make the jump for Tron. See you on the next show. Until then, this is Jeff Evans hoping all your troubles get set. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Edwards Wardrobe, furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.